came about on Saturday class, 10th Canto, Chapter 47, Brahmar Gita, the Song of the Bumblebee, Brahmani's Toxin, Devyama, Mahabhav, Ecstasy of Fame, Brahmani starts speaking to a Bumblebee, as if she's speaking to a messenger of Krishna. So I start the prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Seva Lokam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Padavajam Dive Nasa Prayasam Adresu Nikoma Vasudevaya Adavaktu Vasukam Vakribhati Naisiki Krishna, so let's see, chapter 47, Song of the Bumblebee. What verse are we on?
Eighteen.
Mahani Chandas, I guess. Yadana Charita Lila Karma Piyusha Viprut.
Yadana Charita Lila Karma Piyusha Viprut.
Sakradana Viduta Dwanda Dharma Vinasta.
Sakradana Viduta Dwanda Dharma Vinasta.
Sabani Griya Kutumbam. Dina Utsritya Dina
Sabadikula Kurumbam Dina Utsritya Dina
Bhavaya Vihanga Bhikshu Charyam Charanti
Bhavaya Vihanga Bhikshu Charyam Charanti.
What is the word? There's a book called Chaitanya Charitamrita. What does Charita mean? Meaning charge means actions, activities, charita. And we say Vaishnava charita means the life of the Vaishnavas, biography of the Vaishnavas, the life's activities, the movements, the actions. So charita means charachara. Charachara means to move. So charita means the behavior, the action, doing one after another. So anachara is what you do consecutively. You do this and that, this and that, this and that. The charges, so Krishna performs lilas one after the other. I would see this first line, I would charge the lila. So they go together. What does karna mean?
Yes.
Yes.
Here, Piyusha. Viprat means what? You don't know that. It means drop. Viprut means drop. What's the translation of the word on the first line, Govinda?
Your activities and pastimes are nectar to be used. Drops of nectar.
Right. Thank you. Sacred. The nectar of instruction, it says that prema viskroti, snatkrit, sakrit, snana, prema viskroti, glorifying Radhakund. What does it mean, sakrit, sakrit, san?
Even months,
yeah.
Sakrit means one bath of Radhakund, prema viskroti, prema manifest in the heart. Which one bath that will be? Tomorrow? At the end of tomorrow? On your birthday? On Rarai's birthday? When's Rarai's birthday, Radhakund?
Chaitra Purnima.
Chaitra Purnima. So one day you'll be in Chaitra Purnima.
Prema Vavishkaroti.
Prema. Viruta Dvanda. Dharma Vinash. What does Vinash mean?
Destroy.
You haven't know this word yet? Serving Avinash in the Srinidhi Ki Jai. Karapati Bhagavan, Ganesh, Vignavinash and Ganesh, Bhagavan Ki Jai. So, Dvanda Dharma Vinashta. Dharma is completely destroyed. Immediately. What's Kutumba?
Family.
Was that Kutumba, Ashramat prayer, Vishwa Kutumba, Sukham, or what? Some Ashramat.
Vasudeva Kutumbakam.
Means what?
Whole earth is the family of Vasudeva.
Everyone is in the family of God, Vasudeva, except Italy. I can't let you go without preaching you. Once a week at least. Keep it humble. Okay. So what does the second line mean? There was a drama Krishna's Leela will make all material dharmas insignificant and material duality destroyed. That's what the second line means. The third line means you'll give up, day by day, you'll give up your family and house. Run away to Vrindavan and dream about Moscow. And they're cold winters when you're in the summer of Radhika. If I just have 10 degrees, a little cooler. If I just borrow 10 degrees from winter in Moscow, they bring it into June in Radhika. Lower the temperature from 38 to 28, I'll be good. You're training. Temperature training. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. Uchisha is line 3. Dina means day after day. Uchisha means to renounce, to give up. Uchisha, family and house. Everyone's seen this room has done that. Your birthplace and family, you gave everyone, gave up your place, packed up your stagecoach, and got up your horses and came to Vrindavan. You buy two stage coaches with you. Yeah, horses, horsepower. So now, Vava, Vihanga, Bhikshu, Charyam. So now you gave your house and your job and your family. Now you come to Vrindavan. What are you doing? Vadukari Baba. Vadukari Babi.
Birds.
Like a hanga. Hanga, vihanga means birds. And you're going to your charity, charyam, means you're moving here and there, begging. Buckwheat bread, dado. Borscht, dado. No?
To hear about the pastimes that Krishna regularly performs.
Nectar!
Is nectar for the ears. Even once, their dedication to material duties is ruined.
Go ahead.
Many such persons have suddenly given up their wretched homes and families.
When you tell your mother that, tell her how it's wretched. Yeah.
And themselves becoming wretched.
Travels here to Vrindavan to wander about like birds beginning for their
living.
Begging for their living.
Big brother, be a little brother. I always have it. Okay, let's see this translation. This is kind of... In my opinion, Rabbi said, what should not hear about Krishna? Because as soon as a drop of the nectar of Krishna's transcendental activities enters here, but immediately rises above the platform of duality, attraction, and rejection. Being completely free from the attraction of material attachment, one gives up attachment to this for this material world, family, home, wife, children, everything, which is materially dear to every person. Being dispossessed of all material acquisition, what makes his relatives and himself unhappy? Then one wanders in search of Krishna, either as human being or other species of life, even as a bird. So you should understand the monkeys wandering in your yard are searching for Krishna. And the dogs chasing you down the street to Bhagavarti are not really going to bite you, they're looking for Krishna. It is very difficult to actually understand Krishna. His name, his qualities, for example, his revenue and his entourage. That's quite a nice translation. I probably kind of extended, but it's okay. Let's see what else there. One devotee made a comment on a Facebook some class. There's a picture on my Facebook of me reading for some books. I'm looking at some books to put on my desk. And she made a comment. I like how you always pile books in front of you. I like how you always have a bunch of pile books in front of you. She was running the Nagdapati or something like that. I sent her a message. Nice running lady. This is Shiva Goswami's Brahma Gita translation of verse 18, chapter 47. Radharani paused, reflected, and spoke. All those who praise Krishna's character are influenced by Maya. Let that be. But by the influence of its Maya, such glorification of Krishna quickly uproots the essence of Dharma, which is the wealth of married life. It makes people embrace forbidden conduct and reject household life with family members. It makes them poverty stricken and finally they end up begging like birds. I know for sure. Right. So, Frederica, are you begging like a bird? You're eating like one, but are you begging like one? Okay, what else? Let's see the French translation. This is my darling. That's very old English. Old fashioned English. With all their natural propensities, the forms of likes and dislikes, existing as pairs or opposites, that's the word says dvandva. Dvandva what?
Dvandva dharma.
Dvandva dharma. Existing as pairs or opposites, are uprooted by tasting a small bit of Krishna's supremely delightful stories, which falls nectar on their ears. Thus people are completely ruined in the eyes of the world. And leaving all of a sudden their home and family in a wretched condition, many people have come here to live a life of mendicants, deprived of all enjoyment. You're a mendicant. No enjoyment. Why are you smiling? You're not enjoying, why are you smiling?
Because I'm enjoying you so much.
Good answer. So enjoy being a beggar. Yeah. Yeah. Carry on. Let's see if Jiva Goswami has to say here. Okay, Jiva, turn on. Let's see our sign. He says, the Rama, he said like this, we know that discussions about Krishna uproot the threefold principles of life, Trivarga. What is Trivarga? Dharma, art, calm. But what can we do? Because Krishna's pastimes are nectar for the ears, just by hearing one drop of Krishna's nectar, People give up their duality, material attachment, becomes eradicated. Then everyone becomes ruined and they act just like low class people. Low class. Or alternate reading, he said. They give up their miserable homes and families. Miserable homes and families. And then themselves become miserable. Just like birds, they become the Vrindavan, become beggars. Barely maintain their existence. Therefore, Krishna Katha should be given up. But still, we can't do it. Then Shira Swami gives an alternate reading. So there's another way this verse can be understood. Ramani is saying, just like birds, especially swans, people become expert in discriminating between what is essential and non-essential. So they execute the occupation of begging in the state of Paramahamsa. Therefore, Krishna Katha is impossible to give up because it constitutes the supreme goal of life. Good reading. Jiva Goswami's commentary. Krishna's activities and playing are just like a child. They are nectar for the ears only, not for the mind. In other words, the immediate effect of Krishna Katha is give happiness, but in the long run, they cause suffering. Even a drop of this, not a lot. Because people become ruined, they go around begging, and they get involved in narrating Krishna's pastime. Sri Vishnu's counsel.
In this verse, Radha says, but what is so remarkable about our suffering after establishing a relationship with Krishna? After all, just narrations of Krishna's pastimes create sorrow for the entire world. Radha said, just hearing about the pastimes Krishna performed at every moment is nectar for the ears. What to speak of the joy one gets by understanding their meaning? Even one drop of this nectar completely destroys the propensities of duality and propensities of mutual friendship between women and men. If a wife hears discussions about Krishna, she immediately gives up affection for her husband. And if a husband hears them, he gives up affection for his wife. The same is also true for a child in connection with his mother and father. If a mother hears about Krishna, she loses affection for her children. Thus, by this mutual rejection, they all become totally ruined. But in their ruination, there is not as much misery as in renunciation, as evidenced by the experience of ordinary society. Though the people who develop a taste for Krishna's pastimes are soft-hearted, they also become hard-hearted, merciless and ungrateful after hearing the pastimes of hard-hearted Krishna. Just by hearing about Krishna, they immediately give up their homes and families, including even their parents and sisters-in-law, who then suffer with no other means of support and without even enough money for the next day's food. Or else they abandon their families who are distraught by the separation and give them up to death with an offering of kusha grass and water. Alas, alas, even if we disregard that their wives and children may die, even they themselves fail to become happy, they are penniless after leaving their families due to having forgotten to tie up even a few points in their cloth because of the agitation of their minds by leaving. This is not a case of one man or two or just three or four people. This has been the case with countless hundreds and thousands of people. If the alternate reading Dhira is taken instead of Dina, it means in spite of seeing their wife cry, they are unmoved or hard-hearted. But it may be questioned, how do they maintain their lives? Radha answers, like birds. They leave the begging just collecting some amount of wheat and other things rather than taking substantial charity from one person. The word iha is often used instead of iva. In that case, it means they come begging here in Vrindavan, the place of suffering, and suffer even more in our association. But someone may object, Krishna Leela is like a poisonous mixture of sugarcane juice and powdered seeds of Datura plant. The speaker of Krishna's pastimes is a murderer in the dress of a saint. The Puranas are a net. The speaker may be seen wandering from forest to forest with the Puranas tucked under his arm. Vyasa and others are the makers of this net, which teaches that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Radha replies, for this reason, Krishna has accepted the role of Supreme King. Just like the gopis, I will make all people fall into the ocean of suffering. Indeed, seeing others suffering in Krishna's only is Krishna's only happiness. As a result, Krishna must bear the consequence of doing such misery to others, not Vyasa and other sages. As we can see, there are thousands of implications in this verse. Through condemnation, Radha is indirectly praising Krishna and thus establishing the super excellence of Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service. By mentioning the example of the birds, Radha shows that it is appropriate to leave Krishna because he inflicts pain on innocent people. Such remorseful statements constitute abhijalpa as defined by Sri Rupa Goswami in Ujjvala Nilamani. When a lover indirectly states with remorse that her beloved is fit to be given up, because he is so cruel that he tortures even the innocent birds, such speech is called abhijalpa.
The second line of this verse uses the word vidyata dvandva. Dvandva means pair, means mature duality. So someone is affected by material duality, how does one think?
good and bad.
That's true. What's another answer?
Gain and loss.
That's also true. What's another answer? Duality.
Pleasure and pain.
Happiness.
My people and
others. Aham Vaveti. Includes one other. My loss, my gain. My good, my bad. So, with the basis of a chill duality, what is the basis of a chill duality?
I am mine.
Ahankar.
Ahankar. False identity. I am God, I am the controller, I am the enjoyer, I am the creator, I am good, I am great. This is my family. This is my world. So this is the duality. How do you destroy that? How do you destroy that misconception of how amazing?
Chanting
by hearing Hare Katha, by hearing Bhagavad Gita Bhagavatam, you can understand, nothing is mine. Isha Vasami Devasama, Yatkinshat Chigatyam Chigatyam Tengkine Bhajita Bhagriyakasya Sura. Isha Pasha, everything belongs to whom?
Krishna.
The Parameshwar, Bhagavan, God. And I am not the controller. Who is the controller?
Krishna.
I am not the enjoyer. Who is the enjoyer?
Krishna.
I am not the doer. Who is the doer?
Krishna.
So what is my identity? Am I God? Which everybody thinks I am God. I am God, I am Goddess. I am Deva, and I am Devi. What is your real identity?
Das.
Das. I am a servant. You're a big nothing. I'm a big man. I'm a big sports star. I'm a big movie star. Don't you know who I am? Oh yeah, you're Mr. Big Nothing. You must say, I know your name, I remember your name, I saw a newspaper, I saw a television. You're Mr. Big Nothing.
No.
I'm Prime Minister, I'm President. Not possible. So, okay, any question on this verse? So Radharani is crying like a bird in this verse. That's a Guru Goswami said, Abhijalva. Says lovers feel remorseful. See, you know, lover is fit to be given up, but I can't give him up. I should give this guy up, but I can't. So I'm crying out. This guy, you're talking about how you give everything. I can't stop talking about it. Okay, let's do next verse, 19. Vayam Ritami Vajima Vyaritam Shradadana.
Vayam Ritami Vajima Shradadana.
Kulikarutam Ivagya Krishna Vadvodaranya.
Kulikarutam Ivagya Krishna Vadvodaranya.
Dadri Shur Asakrit Etantan Nakasvarsatibra.
Dadri Shur Asakrit Etantan Nakasvarsatibra.
Svarusha Upamachin Vayantam Anyavarta. Translation. Rarai said,
faithfully taking his disciple words as true, we become just like the black deer's foolish wives who trust the cruel hunter's song. Thus we repeatedly felt the sharp pain of lust caused by the touch of his nails. O messenger, please talk about something besides Krishna.
Rara is disgusted. And she's saying Krishna is deceitful. He brings misery. But he gives happiness to some people. Let's see what Prabhupada's translation of this verse, 19:8. Radharani continued to speak to the black messenger of Krishna. Who's that?
Bumblebee.
Black messenger. Yes,
low voltage, Guru.
Low voltage. That's better than no voltage. But I said, oh, listen, Mr. Bumblebee, don't talk anymore about Krishna. It's better to talk about something else. We're already doomed. We're doomed like the black spotted deer in the forest who is enchanted by the sweet musical vibration of the hunter. In the same way, we have become enchanted by the sweet words of Krishna. And again, we are thinking of the rays on the nails of his toes. Where's the bottom? Scratch your fingernails, isn't it?
You need to tell the sharp pain of lust caused by the touch of his nails.
Prabhupada's translation is very conservative, very modest. At the bottom, actually, Prabhupada says, we're thinking of the rays of Krishna's toenails. Well, as you already say, we're thinking of Krishna stretching your breath. The Prabhupada is a cultured gentleman, so he's speaking a little differently. But the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam is translated by Prabhupada's disciples. After 10th canto, chapter 13, Prabhupada did himself, and there was some by his disciples. So they did it as it is. Because Prabhupada translated Prince's book what year?
1969.
It's one of the first books in ISKCON. And it was available to all hippies, the guys taking drugs. So Prabhupada toned it down a little bit. Otherwise, the sound was getting a little too excited. You know, the New York hippie guys, you know? Not too, 4 eggs are a little hard to digest. Then, what's the secret now? We are becoming more and more lustful for Krishna's association. Therefore, Mr. B, don't talk anymore about Krishna. This is Prabhupada's commentary, verse 19. This talk of Rārāyī with the bumblebee messenger, and Rārāyī is accusing Krishna at the same time. She has Rārāyī's inability, can't stop talking about Krishna. He heard the topmost transcendental called Mahabhava. The exact Mahabhava manifestation is only possible in Rārāyī. Radharani and her associate. Great Acharyas like Rupa Goswami Vishnu have analyzed these Mahabharata speeches of Radharani. They have described different sentiments such as udgarna, bewilderment, and jhava pratijhava, talking in different ways. In Radharani is found the science of ujjala, or the brightest jewel of love of Krishna. While Radharani is talking with the bee is flying here and there. All of a sudden, the bee disappeared from her sight. Radharani was full of mourning to the separation from Krishna and was feeling ecstasy by talking with the bee. But as soon as the bee disappeared, Radharani almost went mad, thinking that the messenger bee returned to Krishna to inform Krishna all about her talking against them. Krishna must have been very sorry to hear about it, Radharani thought. This way, Radharani was very much overwhelmed with another type of ecstasy. Nice commentary. So what are the points of this verse? What's the analogy of this verse? What's the analogy?
Black deer.
Black deer. What are they called?
Krishna Sara.
Why are they called Krishna Sara? Not Sara, Sara. Krishna Sara. Long A first.
Krishna Sara.
Why do they call that?
Because it's black deer.
No, because they're Brijvasis. What's the common feature of Brijvasi? What is the definition of Brijvasi?
Who lives in the branch?
Brijvasi is one. The meaning of the word sar means what?
Essence,
right. So, Brijvasi is one who has accepted Krishna as the essence of their existence. Krishna is the essence of our existence. We're in the Krishna conscious movement. We're Krishna bhaktas. We're chanting Krishna mantra, worshiping Krishna murti. We're trying to develop Krishna brain and go to Krishna. Krishna loka. So this is Brijvasi. So the deer have accepted Krishna as the essence of their life. What color are they?
Black.
Like Krishna. But they're innocent like Radharani. Mrigakshi, you always say Mrigakshi. What does that mean?
Goodness.
Ears like a deer. Mrig also means deer. Mrigakshi. Mriga means animal, it also means deer. Mriga, M-R-G-A, Mriga. So Mrigakshi means doe-eyed goby, deer-eyed goby. So what's the analogy? The analogy is the hunter plays a flute. What happened?
The deer
entering the black.
Plus is also.
Yes.
The deer get attracted to the flute because they're deep in the forest. They come out and what happens?
Trap.
They become deer.
Yeah.
We're going to have to make a move pretty fast, not now. See how far we can extend our credit. Our rainproof credit. So what's the analogy? Krishna is a favorite term of Krishna. The hunter plays a flute and catches a deer. So and he's hunters of crows. Tarani saying, Krishna's a woman hunter. From his favorite words, people in Asia calling the men are women hunters. They're hunting women. They go out and bow and arrow. Like cavemen. Cavemen, they have a big club. They see what they're bought. They grab them and take them by the hair and drag them to the cave. That's what they did all day. So, Narayana is saying Krishna's a woman hunter. He's cruel. He plays the flute. He tracks the deer and deer eye gobies. So the deer feels the sharp tips of the arrow. So the deer eye gobies feel the sharp tips of Krishna's fingernails. So Radharani is speaking in disgust. She's disgusted with Krishna. Any questions? It's a very, very, very amazing analogy. Radharani compares Krishna to a cruel hunter. One thing I can tell you, don't make Radharani angry. How can you make Radharani angry? What's the best way to make Radharani angry?
Doing a parada.
No.
Krishna is with someone else.
No. Mariana Longina. And Atula says, Mariana Longina, Manati Crow. So when Lord Chaitanya saw misconduct or misbehavior, his mind would become very full of anger. He become very angry. Lord Chaitanya become very angry. So Lord Chaitanya is displaying the bhava of Radharani. The kanti of Radharani, the bhava of Radharani. It's Krishna Sruva. Garanga is Krishna Sruva with the bhava and color of Radharani. So bhava means a feeling, an emotion. Anger is anger and emotion.
Yes.
Of course it is. Anger is an emotion, a feeling. It's a bhava. So Lord Chaitanya said, if I see improper conduct or behavior, I become very angry. So that's why Vaishnava Sadachar, Vaishnava behavior is so important to learn. Respect the elders. Guide the juniors. Befriend the equals. Behavior is the ornament, sarabhushna. Behavior is the ornament. I wear earrings and rings and bangles and that kind of thing. These are called ornaments. The ornament of Vaishnava's behavior. Punctuality, cleanliness, respect, honoring seniors, respect, always being humble, all different aspects of behavior. Like in Haribhai Vilas has so many laws of behavior. What are they called? Yama and Niyama. What does Niyama mean?
Rules
to do. What is Yama? There's Yama and Niyama. What to do, what not to do. We have Kaitanya Mother's called what? Niyam Seva. It's called Niyam Seva Mant. N-I-Y-A-M, Niyama. Means we do extra special sevas every day that month. Lord Asakans, Snans, RTs, Ski Labs, all this kind of thing. Maring, Bhavatan. Take them out. Chenko, we eat every day, or whatever. DMC, for the happiness of our life. Okay. So Radharani is calling Krishna deceitful. So you can understand how important it is for this verse, how important it is to speak the truth and represent the truth. And if you represent truth, and you go and speak lies, the people will lose their faith in you. So Radharani is making a philosophical point here. We took his words as true, but he's deceitful. So what does that mean? We took his words as true. See the first line? We had faith in Krishna. We took his words to be true, but then he was cheated. So what are his true words?
Calling them a fluke.
What are Krishna's true words? The word is ritam. Ritam means truth. Vayam ritam eva. We took his words as true, but he cheated us, he deceived us. But Krishna would meet the Govrara, he would say this. Oh, Rara, I love you more than anything. You're so beautiful. I'll never leave you. And what did he do?
He left.
He left. So, he cheated. We told him, sure, he loves me. They left me. So that's what she said. We faithfully accept his words as true, but they're deceitful. This reminds me of the story of two bums burning matches, roll over. I told that story. The four people's house, the king of the house with four people.
Lazy.
Yeah, you know the story?
No.
I told you or you forgot.
Yeah, yeah,
I think you see what Sunday so far. At least you're honest. The king made a big apartment house for lazy people in the kingdom. Why can't I keep turning this on if you turn it on? Turn it outside. Verse 19. Radharani was feared. She was destroying Krishna. The deceitful lover brings misery. There's also implying that he gives happiness to others. And she's afraid that the bumblebee ran away to Mathura and told Krishna how Radharani was seeking. So now in the next verse, Radharani changes her tune and speaks a little differently. So now we read text 20 together. Priya Sakha Punaraga, Priya Sakha Prishita Kim.
Priya Sakha Punaraga, Priya Sakha Prishita Kim.
Praya Kimanarunde, Mananiyo, Simenga. Dasi Katam Yasman, Dusi Dradwan the Parswam.
Dasi Katam Yasman, Dusi Dradwan the Parswam.
Sadatamarasi Somya, Shri Vadu Sakamaste.
Sadatamarasi Somya, Shri Vadu Sakamaste.
So now Radharani is speaking very gently to the bumblebee. She's calling the bumblebee Priya. Thank you, Priya. We love his bumblebee. He's saying, what's the translation?
Oh, friend of my dear one.
Priya Sakha.
Right. Has my beloved sent you here again? I should honor you, friend. So please choose whatever boon you wish. But why have you come back here to take us to him, whose conjugal love is so difficult to give up? After all, gently, his consort is the goddess Shri, and she is always with him, staying upon his chest.
That's a good advice. Radharani is in a very gentle mood now, saying the bees are friend, and talking Krishna, using her Priya to describe Krishna, not saying he's dirt and kapat and cheater and deceitful. Now he's Priya. So that's the nature of women. One minute they can be hot and cruel, next minute they can be sweet and soft. So verse 19, Radharani was hot and cruel. Now verse 20, she's soft and loving. It's like women are like the weather. Always changing their moods. Mood shifts. 5-speed gearbox. Plus reverse. They have 5 forward moods and have reverse moods also. 4 days a month reverse moods. That's why you stay away from home. Go to your mother's house. You're smart. Prince of Krishna Kim. There's all kinds of dear Priya, all means dear, beloved. Oh, friend of my dear one, that's my beloved Savior. So Radharani really changed her tune. Verse 19, he said, you're deceitful. You're a woman hunter. That's how you're a nice guy, you know. You're really sweet. You're really nice, you know. You're so nice. There's 2 people you shouldn't trust in this world. Who are they? Politicians, that's what.
Politicians.
They promise you everything, they get your vote, and you get elected, they give you nothing. If you vote for me, I'll give you this. I win the election, nothing. All promises broken. So 2 people can't trust this world, who are they?
Politicians and women.
That's why the word is woe, men. When you're riding a wild horse, you wanted to stop, what did you say? Whoa, whoa. W-H-O-A, whoa. So the wild horse, why do you say whoa? And she puts you in whoa, why, W-O-E. Whoa, we got whoa. That's not true. That's not true. Oh, beloved. Oh, Priya, tell Priya, second, what is Aga? Governor and Agama. What does governor mean? Going. What does Agama mean?
Coming.
Very smart. Where's that village that Lord Chaitanya goes when Jaya gets sick before Rath Yatra?
Amarnath.
It's called Amarnath Kavana Leela. Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, it's not Yatra, Jaya. They get sick. How many days?
15
days. And Radharani can't see Krishna for 15 days. She runs away. Where does she go?
Alanad.
There's a Vishnumurti there. Forearm. There's a frame shield there. Big star, there's a lady in Dundabas in front of the and so melted with his head for his arm for his knee for his knee. You ever went to Puri? You go to Alana? It's 45 minutes car ride outside of Puri. And the sun burns on his body like dying in hot wax. It's so melted, he called it Swami, and really far off. So it's called Alana, Governor Leela, going to Governor. This is Agava. Agava, he's come back. Oh, me, you came back. You went to Mathura. You told Krishna I was here. Oh, my beloved, my beloved. I surrounded you. Oh, my dear B, what? Before this, Rari said, hey, B, get off my feet. Don't try to touch my feet. The wizards have couldn't come. For the rest of the circle, we Christian embrace. Get out of here. Go to hell, you B. Now she said, oh, welcome back. You're my good friend. Nice to see you. I miss you so much. Have you come back to take me to Mathura? Oh, Sylvia. She's saying Priya. She's saying Sylvia. S-A-U-M-Y-B, Sylvia, gentle. Oh, gentle being. Of course, you say, you bum. You see her, you're unreliable cheater like your master. That's it. Oh, you're a really nice guy. You're real gentle. You're real sweet. You're so, you're Priya. Oh, you're so nice. You dress so nice. You speak so gently. You have such good behavior. I told me, oh, yeah. Now you're talking. Bobo is really happy now. Oh, gentle being. His girlfriend is Lakshmi. She always stays with it on his chest. Parshway. Parshway is nearby. The Vajrayas are always Parshway, next to our own. Drusya Dvandra. It's very difficult to get up to. Let's see what Prabhupada's translation of this verse is. Nice humidity, huh? Your clothes are kissing your body. Your clothes are getting very romantic. They're sticking to your body. Confirm. Yeah. Where's Hariyan? Hariyan!
He's inside.
Oh, wait, that. He's still in this. We got one of those masters, no breeze. These guys are really exciting. It's too wild. Put on the bed, though. The bed's out there. Okay, ready, Stephen Kijai.
Oh God, Krishna.
Meanwhile, the bee flying hither and thither appeared before Ramayana again. Ramayana thought, Krishna is still kind to me, in spite of the messenger carrying disruptive messages. Krishna is so kind, he has sent the bee to take me to him. Katara composition. Srimati Radharani was very careful this time not to say anything about against Krishna. She wants to. But she's trying to be a good girl. Good lung. Very good lung. I used to cry a lot when I was a kid. My mother said, yeah, very good lungs. Keep doing it. Discover your lungs. Ah! My mother was really cool. She said, keep going, man, more. She might be a healthy kid, though. I did. Okay. So Krishna is so kind and affectionate to me that he sent you back, fortunately, in spite of your carrying my message against him. My dear friend, you can ask me whatever you want. Rara is really getting submissive. She's getting over to be whatever you want. Oh, princess, I give you 100 kilos of honey. He has a honey store room in Barcelona. I don't have the combination. I have a key to it. I would charge Rara's honey store. I just sacrificed 2 kilos of my honey. Some thief came from Noida. Gave me a cake and all kinds of sweets and so he contrary to this, he ripped me off for 2 kilos of honey. Terrible. I'll give you anything. You are so kind. You have come to take me to Krishna because he is not able to come here. He's surrounded by new girlfriends in Mathura. But you are a tiny creature. How can you take me there? It's kind of like a Ganesh Chua combination. Elephant rides on a mouse. Shiva's son, Ganesh, can ride on a Chua wahan, mouse carrier, then a princess can ride on a bumblebee. Brahma Wahan. Wahan means carrier. Carrier, like airplane. Wahan. Possible? Agatana, Gatana, Patiyasi, Shakti. What does that mean?
He can make possible impossible and impossible possible.
Right. He has a special Shakti. Agatana, Gatana, Patiyasi, Shakti. Impossible. A tired girl becomes a Vaishnavi. That's possible, that's true. Impossible. Dressing girl becomes a Vaishnavi. Also true. A Spanish gentleman. Spanish or Portugal?
Macedonia.
Ancient country. Very old. Very thousand years old. Macedonian gentleman become Vaishnavi. Impossible! That's true. Right, says, how can you take me there? How are you able to help me in being Krishna? Well, he's taking rest there with the goddess of fortune and embracing her to his self. Prabhupada really adds a lot to it. This is right. What's the verse say? Verse says, Vadu, Shri Vadu, Urasi, Satatam Urasi. It just says, Parsha, that Lakshmidevi is always on his chest. So Prabhupada said, how can you, when Krishna's sleeping, in Mathura with Lakshmi lying on his chest? So, where's room for me? No vacancy. Hotel booked up. There's no vacancy, sir. You go to Mount Paul's hotel. No vacancy, there's no rooms. You have to go down. There's no one that doesn't want to go around. She wants to stay in the Blue Hotel. I don't know, what's that translation? Okay. All right, he's so gentle in this verse 20. This is Gita Press translation. Oh, friend of our beloved Lord. Oh, she said that. Oh, friend of our beloved Prabhu. Krishna, you were sent back by our darling. You were stung with our pungent words. You have come to us again. What does pungent mean? Be spicy. Red chili. Green chili, black pepper, spicy. Hot pepper. Some girls speak with spicy words. So, Rabbi is saying, I spoke to my darling with punchy words. Will you come to us again? If so, ask what you want from us. For you're worthy of honor to me. Oh, dear one, how will you take us to Mathura, to his side, whose companionship is difficult to forego once it is had? For his divine spouse, goddess of beauty and prosperity, O gentle bee, ever remains with Krishna on his very bosom in the form of a golden streak. On Krishna's chest, Vishnu's chest, there's a golden line. Like we got tattoos now, you know? Tattoos are very popular. Tattoo. Krishna has a Lakshmi tattoo. A golden line tattooed into his chest. The Vishnu gives a very interesting commentary. Because in transcendental reality, anything can become anything. What's it called? Kalma Vriksha tree. Kalma Vriksha tree, give you a watermelon. Give you a sarin. Give you a java bean. Honey, anything you want from Kalma Vriksha tree. So Vishnu Chakravarti has a commentary about that. He says, Krishna has a golden line. And it says, sometimes when no one else is around, no other goes around, the golden line turns into Lakshmi Devi, and she has pastime with Krishna. Krishna the commentary on the 10th canto. So, you know, if your wife goes on a vacation, paint a golden line on your chest. Maybe one night, you know, some golden girl here and there. Keep your company. It's worth a try. You got nothing to lose anyway. Krishna's pretty amazing, huh? Inconceivable. But true. Let's see what Jiva Goswami says with this verse 20. He gives a lot of discussion about this. Okay, kids. Intoxicated with this Jiva Goswami Gopalachamu, his translation of Brahmar Gita, chapter 47, 10th canto, verse number 20. Intoxicated with a state of Divyonmad Mahabhav through intense periods of separation. Brahmari has Smriti of Krishna. What does that mean, Smriti of Krishna?
Vision.
Very profound vision, seeming like real. She then showed crooked anger. for the bee according to its nature waters to another tree. Rarai showed the mood of a lover separated after a quarrel. Kalahantri Devav, then she spoke. Oh, bee, I have been harsh using abusive language describing Krishna. Because the bee did not understand what I said, it left. But Krishna sent the bee back because he has no other lovers and wants to protect us. But I have criticized the bee. I have thrown fire on the lotus of my heart. Then Rarai cried. Seeing that, all her sakis also cried. What's that called? Through the sins of Mahabhav. The feelings of one are transferred to another. Like sometimes the daughter comes home from school, is on fire. So I thought. It's a little faster. Sometimes the daughter comes home from school and the mother is sitting on the couch crying because she had a fight with her husband. You know, usual stuff. And so the daughter goes, Mommy, Mommy, what's wrong? She said, no, it's okay, don't worry about it. The mother's crying. So what happens with the daughter? The daughter starts crying. So the feelings of the mother are transferred to the daughter. The daughter doesn't know anything about it, but she picks up, I guess, the same feeling she was crying. That's one of the symptoms of Mahabhav. There are six symptoms described years of the money. One feeling is that the feelings of Rarai are transferred to every Vrishmasi. But Rarai is crying in separation from Krishna. The turtles in the Amona, Kachua, tortoise, turtle, Rai's crying, the turtles are crying. Crying turtles. What does it sound like? What does a crying turtle sound like?
Underwater, can it?
Too shade. Too clever. Very clever. You're sharp. You got a sharp arrow. Good answer. Good one, up and coming joker. Up and coming. Under training. He's in a school, not a graduate. I'm a professor. Undergraduate. She passed the first semester. That was her exam. Okay, where are we? Over here somewhere. So that's called Bhav Tadamya. Also, Rarai cried, all sages cried. Tadamya. My Atma is one with that. Tad means that. Atma means my Atma is one with that Bhav. So I am one with the Bhav of Rarai. Rarai's happy, I'm happy. Rarai's sad, I'm sad. Rarai cries, I cry. Rarai laughs, I laugh. Rarai faints to the Majri's faint. Why don't they faint?
Because they have to take care of Radharani and Sakis.
They have to bring her, they have to revive her.
Yes.
But anyway, everybody faints, who's going to revive them? So he has to be there to bring her out, take care of. So Radharani cried, all the sages are crying. But then they looked at the path that the bee took, and she saw the bee coming suddenly nearer. Then she began to speak with distorted speech mixed with excessive shivering caused by confusion. Radharani wanted to say, "Oh, dear Sakhi, the bee has returned." But instead she stuttered and said, "Pee, pee, 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 Priya Sakha, poo, poo." Poo, 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 puna aga. That's in the verse, right?
Yes.
Puna aga. Priya Sakha. This is verse. So you went there, you have returned, you went to material return. Therefore you are a dear friend. The meaning of the verse is this. A person who plays with you is a friend. Who else can play with? And one who experiences your suffering and happiness is called dear. So what does Kriya mean?
Dear.
Huh? Means one who experiences your suffering and happiness is called Priya. So one who experiences happiness and suffering of the Sakhis is called
Priya Sakhi.
Or
Sakhi Priya.
So we're all Sakhis, so she should feel our happiness and distress. Okay. What's the meaning of Priya?
One who feels the happiness and distress of
others. Of your friend. One who lives with you when you're suffering is called a dear friend. We have a phrase in America, fair weather friends. What does that mean?
When everything is good, we are our friends.
Yeah. When the sun's shining, you got money in your pocket, I'm your friend. When it's cloudy and rainy and you ain't got no money, I'm not around. You know, fair weather friends. Hi. I just heard you, your father died, you had $1 million. Yeah. Let's spend it together. What are you going to do with all that money? Let's go on vacation. I'll go with you. We'll go to Hawaii. We'll go to Bali. We'll go to Fiji. Yeah, okay, let's go. You pay. Okay, I'll fly. You pay. Okay, watch out now. With special anurag in her heart, Rai thought her a good fortune, and she asked to be mentally, as my beloved sent the, she asked to herself, as my beloved Krishna sent to be. When she uttered the word Priya, Rai fainted on uttering the first syllable, Pri. This is Jiva Goswami's commentary on 10th canto, chapter 47, verse 20, which was the verse line says Priya Sakha, right?
Yes.
So this is commentary on Priya Sakha. Rai said Pri. Fainted. What I said?
That Radharani says Pri and she faints.
She said what?
Pri.
Pri what?
Priya Sakha, but she faints before.
That's the right thing in the class. Detention. Go to the principal's office. Okay.
You're right.
Uddhava lost his self-control, and the Sakhis lost their power of intelligence. In that state of fainting, with increased bewilderment, Rai spoke as if in a dream while thinking, oh, how can I repay the bee? Please choose whatever you want. However, in Rai's confused state, she used the first person, ending instead of the second person, ending Anarunda, instead she said Anarutse or something. Venus is. Having dear friendship is a person's real wealth. I think it should mean like this. It's not translated. Having a dear friend is the real wealth of a person, not money. But that friendship belongs to no one else. But that wealth is not suitable to give to Krishna's messenger to be. I will ask the bee what it wants. Attached to the bee rather than worried. The bee might be thinking. This is what the bee is thinking. You ready? You listening?
Yes.
This woman is a fool. Why, who's the woman? So the bee thinks this Rarani is a fool. She does not relish Ras. Therefore she thinks that I am eternally Krishna's unconditional. Okay, open the door. Is the window open? That's pretty smart. That's you, always trying to improve. Make it better. Okay. So, Rai's thinking the bee is thinking, that I'm an unconditional friend, so I must be partial to Krishna. Therefore, I will say, Rai, I shall honor you, friend. So, a person is not an unconditional friend to another person, he should always try to satisfy that person. For he never considers that person different from himself. So then Rarani had a squirt the other bee. I guess the bee was hiding somewhere. Who said to Rarani, if you think that friends are not different, then give me this as a gift. Without worry, carefully get on the chariot. Right, yeah. Hey, right, yeah.
My name
is. Oh, sure. Good.
Yes, she would like to take one book.
Okay.
Thank you.
She'll give it to you. Right. Okay. So. There are, I spoke of mystery. But why you come back here to take us to him, whose conjugal love is so difficult to give up? This is in verse 47:20 commentary. This is the meaning. Where I saying, O B, by your nature you give happiness to all people. Since you're my friend, why do you take me to his co-wife? You and Krishna do not know my sorrow. Therefore, don't try to take me suffering. Take me suffering and separation. Again, where I thought, perhaps to be a saint, now Krishna has started studying the Vedas, so how can he associate with women? You know, if you study the Vedas, you become smart. You know, Purushottam? Rai say, Krishna, the bee is saying, what's right. Rai singing, the bee is going to say, Krishna's in a mature state of Vedas, so now he's, you're the state of Vedas, you lose interest in where it's like. So don't study. Be careful, don't get it to study. That goes the other way around also. You study Vedas, you lose interest in men also. So why do you do that? You're interested in Radha Krishna? That's the substitute. Ideal woman, ideal man. To this I say, after all, gentle bee, his consort is Lakshmi. and she's always with him, staying upon his chest. What does this phrase mean? Jiva Goswami will tell us. The golden line, the left side of the chest, what side?
Left side.
Left.
Shakti is always on what side?
Left.
Junior is always on what side?
Left.
Krishna is always on what side of Balaram?
Left side.
Krishna, left.
Yeah. Who's on the right side of Krishna?
Balaram.
Tricky question. Show the face you're about to faint. Try your face. Okay. So what's the meaning? The golden light of this side says to the Lakshmi, in the blue of you, she meets Krishna in a solitary place. The nature of unchaste women is to go here and there independently. Take me to Mathura, but not to stay with those women. Sarai doesn't want to mix with who? Mathura Ranis. As external objects manifest according to desire, Sarai opened her eyes and looked around, she saw the bee, which had went away for some time. Not seeing it, she then experienced constant separation. That's it for that one. What time is it?
4:47.
4:47. Okay, let's see what Sri Aurobindo said. We read the translation of Prabhupada already, right? 20, I think so. I think he's right. You're going to see Shirasan. Okay, Radhe Shan, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Amravasvi. Okay, Radhe Shyam, now is the time. I'm going to read Shri Aurobindo's 19th commentary. Okay. 20. When the bee came back, Rarai said, "Oh, friend of my beloved, have you come back because you have been sent once again by my beloved Krishna? My dear servant, you are worshipable by me. Therefore, please choose what you would like to have." After honoring the bee, Rarai speaks, "Why are you going to lead us to his side? That's awesome." Jiva Goswami said, "That's it. Vishnu's concert."
Though the bee was buzzing around near her, Radha, out of madness of prema, could not find him. Not seeing him for a moment, Radha pondered remorsefully, "Alas, alas, distressed by my harsh words, that messenger has gone off to Mathura and told everything that has happened to Krishna, who has now become indifferent to me." Giving up her quarrelsome mood, Radha stared at the path to Mathura and said, "Perhaps, my beloved, the ocean of divine love and the crown jewel of all transcendental qualities, will again send his messenger here. Suddenly seeing the bee, Radha said respectfully, O friend of my beloved, you have come back again. Though one wounded by the arrows of my words, due to your saintly character, you have overlooked my offenses and returned. Can I understand that my beloved, out of intense love for me, has sent you here again, not considering my thousands of offenses? If that is so, then you should ask for whatever you wish from me, and I will fulfill your desire. O bee, if you say I want you to go to Mathura, then I will answer, yes, I will go to Mathura. After saying that, Radha thought, but if I go to Mathura and see my beloved surrounded by other women, I will become uncontrollably jealous. Thus Radha said, Nayasi Katham, why are you taking me to Krishna who cannot give up loving affairs? Thinking, the bee said, I swear that Krishna is all alone in Mathura. Radha replied, O gentle one of pure intelligence, Krishna's consort Lakshmi is always by his side, and moreover always on his chest taking shelter of the Lord. The goddess of fortune, Sri, has the power to assume many different forms. Thus, when Krishna enjoys other women, she stays on his chest in the form of a golden lion. When Krishna is not consorting with other women, Lakshmi puts aside this form and takes him pleasure in her naturally beautiful and gives him pleasure in her naturally beautiful form of young woman. Although Radhika respects the bee in this verse and accepts his statement as true, she then rejects them after showing how they are inappropriate. This is an example of pratijalpa. Humble sentences expressing respect for the messenger, but with refusal to meet Krishna because of his licentious relationships with other women, is called pratijalpa.
Sharada has given up her harsh feelings and humbly acknowledges the greatness of Krishna. That's the good thing about women. In the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there's 34 qualities of women.
Kirti Sri Vakshanarinam Dhritish Medas
Shama
Smriti Medas Dhritik Shama.
There's the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse 34, it's talking about feminine qualities, which are qualities you find in women. One of them is Shama. Shama means forgiveness. Sharari, in one verse she's killing Krishna, in the next verse she's forgiving him. Men don't have this quality too much. Men are victims of revenge. You did this to me, I'm going to do double to you. That's what war is all about. You hit me with 1 nuclear bomb, I'll do 100 nuclear bombs. So men always fight continually because they don't have the power to forgive. Without women, there will be no relationship between men and women. Because women forgive. The men are all crazy. But the women forgive. Men can't forgive and they can't forget. Women can forgive and they can't forget. So they're 50% better. Men can't forgive and they can't forget. Or women can't forgive but they can't forget it. So this is a very interesting verse number 20. Rai is so kind and gentle, and all the bumblebees come back to take me to Mathura. Bumblebee is an Uber taxi, you know. Bumblebee taxi. How is it possible? You see amazing cartoons and stuff come out of Walt Disney Productions. Cartoons. Like, for example, The Roadrunner. There's a cartoon called Roadrunner. There's some little coyote, some little wild dog in the desert. And some fox is chasing the dog, the coyote. And the coyote runs by a big mountain. huge boulder falls out of the mountain. I could kill 100 people with it. And it's the coyote head. It was white. In this cartoon, you see the coyote with a little band-aid. No band-aid on his head. He's still chasing the fox, you know. The fox, the coyote is chasing the fox. The fox runs by. And the fox looks like, okay, he's finished. But then it bonk. The one cartoon says bonk. The next cartoon, he's still running. So it's like impossible. So that's what cartoons are made of. Cartoons are, they make the impossible look real to children. Yeah. A big ears falling, hit a guy in the head, just got a little bad idea. So same thing, in spiritual world, no bumblebee can carry on running. What's the proof? What's the proof? Right, tell you. Oh no, Shwaya.
Ganesh.
Ganesh Chua. Ganesh is Chua. What's Chua?
Musica.
Chua in gum or what?
Vahana.
This mouse.
Your mouse? Mouse. Mousey. What's your son relative in Hindi? Mousey, Moosey. Mama, Chacha.
Mousey.
Mousey, what's it? Who is she?
Mousey is like sister of father.
Sister of father called Mousey?
No, sister of mother, sorry.
Sister of mother in Hindi called language Mousy. Called Mousey. Yeah, his mother's sister in your house? You say you have a mouse in your house. So what do you learn from this verse? Verse 20, what, look at it, what do you learn from this verse?
The forgiving nature of Radharani.
Can you repeat that?
The forgiving nature of Radharani.
That's one of Radharani's 25 qualities. One is Shama, which means forgiveness. Power of forgiveness. Just like, what's one very popular name for Radharani? Karuna Mayi. What does that mean?
That is full of mercy.
What does Mayi mean?
Compassion.
Made of.
Made of compassion.
Good listener. Made of, composed of, concentrated. Mayi. Kuna Mayi. Composed of, made of, concentrated compassion. Kuna Mayi Radharani. So she's forgiving. She's very forgiving. And Vrindavan Mayi Amrita, Prabhupada Saraswati, describes Radharani in many verses as mother. Radharani Mata. Radharani is like a mother towards her Manjaris, towards the Sadhakas. Sadhakas and Sadhakas Vaishnavis. Living in Vrindavan or anywhere doing bhajan, Radha Krishna bhajan, they may slip and fall and become a little loose in their bhajan, or a little lazy in their bhajan, or a little less determined in their bhajan. But Radharani is always very compassionate, very merciful to one. Anyone who's saying Krishna's name, Radharani is very attracted to them. Anyone who's saying Radharani's name, Krishna is very attracted to them. That's why we chant Maha Mantra, because it's Maha Mantra is Radha Krishna Yuga Mantra. That's what we call it. We call it Radha Krishna Yuga Mantra. Hare is Radharani, Krishna is Krishna, and Ramana is Radha Ramana. So the verse describes, verse 20 describes Radharani's forgiving nature, and also describes the inconceivability of the spiritual world. Everything is possible. What's the verse from Brahma Samhita that explains this? Anything can do anything in the spiritual world.
Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti pasyanti panti kalayanti chitanta ganti ananda chinmaya rasa.
Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitavi.
Govinda madhi purusham bhajami.
Angani yasya sakalendriya. Sakalendriya means all my senses. I can hear with my fingers. I can speak with my ears. I can smell with my toes. Krishna's senses are interchangeable. Transcendental senses. You can see with your nose. See with your mouth. Hear with your nose. So therefore, anything is possible. There's infinite possibilities in the spiritual world. That's what the word Vaikuntha means. Kunta means limitation. Where Kunta means limitation, limits. Vaikuntha means without limits. No limitation, no measurement, no calculation. So this verse is showing the possibility that a bee can carry a queen. Radharani's Vrindavaneshwari, Radharani ki. So the 10 gram bee can carry a 50 kilo queen. Pretty good, powerful engine. Powerful pickup truck. 10 gram pickup truck can carry 50 kg. That's only an AI. It's called B Airlines. It's called Brahma Airways. Brahma is holding. So this verse is exploding our misconception. Because we live and think and work in a conditional reality, conditioned by our experience and by our conception of limited idea of time and space. That's what Einstein was all about, quantum mechanics, to expand our concept. A dot is a line and also a dot. It can be a particle, it can be a wave. It can be a one particle, or it can be a wave. It depends on speed. At slow speed, a wave is a dot. At fast speed, all the dots come together to become a wave. So one dot becomes singular space of space. When you speed up the dot, it becomes a continuous wave. So that's quantum mechanics. There's a German scientist in 1920, his name was Heisenberg. You can look up in your textbook, look on Google. Heisenberg, he developed the concept of the uncertainty principle. It's not really certain that it's uncertain. Nothing is understood. You change the speed of any object, change the speed, you can change identity. Anyway, it's not a physics class, but these are some points in verse 20. The B can carry a queen. This is Vrindavan. Anything is possible. Hey, call Richard. I need a watermelon, man. Get a watermelon. I need a mango shake. Okay. I need barley nectar drink. Okay. I need somebody to wash my pots and pans. Oh. Okay, Shri Mataji Ki.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe.